谢谢大家为我太太 Masa 跟我祷告。这个礼拜虽那个 Masa 的情况还是没有什么变化。
As I was driving here, I was rethinking what God had laid on my heart to share with you today.
在我开车来的路上，我一直在想这个 God 给了我什么，我有什么可以跟大家分享的今天。
As a result of my rethinking it, I was blessed just to think about what God has laid on my heart to talk to you about.
我反复的思考以后，我觉得就是 God 从他的心到他的心到大家的心，传递他的信息。
I want to talk to you today about prayer.
我要跟大家讲的是祷告，今天。
One of the greatest privileges we have as Christians is to be able to pray.
那个对。基督徒来说最重要的事情就是祷告。
Oftentimes though there is confusion and misunderstanding about prayer.
很多时候可能大家在祷告中会疑惑那个会错误的理解。
At times I've heard people say I don't know how to pray because I don't know the right words.
那大家可能会说我不知道怎么祷告我也不会用那些很华丽的词汇来祷告
For some people, prayer is like a magic wand.
对有些人说他可能是一个一个 magic 一个可能一个魔术一样的话语、yeah.
For some, it's a fire drill.
有的可能会像那个火山爆发一样的激烈。
When you have a need to pray, I just say any words and then I expect that God will answer.
那我觉得大家可以用任何的语言来祷告。
For some, they think that it's a ritual.
有时候可能是觉得是很 ritual 是什么？很丰富。
That you need to have certain words, Bible words, and certain words that you will say.
他们希望用更多的圣经上的语言来表达，来祷告。
The most important thing that I can say to you this morning is prayer just with a conversation that you have with your best friend.
那我想在今天早上告诉大家的是，你可以用你的最普通的跟你最好的朋友讲话的那种语言来祷告。
I have a lot of friends around the world that I don't see every day, every week, or every month, or even every year.
我有很多朋友在我周围，我可能不是见他每个礼拜、每一周或者每一周、每个月每年都见到他们。
But when I'm in contact with them, I can begin right where we left off because they're my friends, I know something about them, and I've been praying for them.
当我跟他们交流的时候，我不需要很多华丽的词汇就可以开始沟通，任何的都信息都可以沟通。
I'm sure it's the same as with you. People who are very close in relationship to you, you have no problem talking to.
所以我觉得就像你们大家一样的，不因为你们有很好的关系一起，所以你们可以讲任何的话一起沟通。
And let me encourage you because God is good all the time. He is your best friend, and you can talk to him anytime.
所以让我们鼓励你们让我来鼓励你们你不需要那些华丽的词句你因为上帝是你们最好的朋友你们可以任何时候跟他沟通。
A few weeks ago I was in Costco shopping.
那几个礼拜前我有去那个 Costco shopping 就买东西。
I overheard a conversation by a man and a woman.
我在那里有跟一个女士一个先生讲话。
The woman said out loud so everybody could hear, Who do you think you're talking to?
有一个女的讲得很大声的在那里讲话，每个人都可以听到她，然后她就说你要跟谁讲话。
I wish I could have hung around to hear the rest of the conversation, but I kept moving.
他想他可以在哪里听他后面的那个讲话，他并不想听，但因为他不能动。
But it motivated my thought today for us. Who do you think you're talking to when you pray?
So, 就是这个事就是告诉我们那个你是想要跟谁讲。
It's interesting that Jesus had been praying with his disciples, and when they finished, one of the disciples said, Jesus, teach us to pray.
那就是在我们那个祷告当中，就是有一个就告诉我们 teach us what?
To pray.
怎么样来祷告。
And I believe it would be the same for us as followers of Jesus. We need simply to say, teach us how to pray.
所以这个圣经就是告诉我们是怎么样来祷告，是教会我们要怎么样来祷告。
So this morning I want to just encourage you by telling you who we're talking to when we pray.
所以今天早上我就是给大家讲的，就是要告诉你们你向谁来祷告。
And I want to encourage you to do it regularly, often, as you have opportunity.
那就是你是要的祷告是就是很正常的时间，也是正常的顺序来祷告。
Because God is always good.
因为上帝永远是好的。
God's plans for my life will always be good.
上帝的计划对我们来说也永远是好的。
I love the words in the Old Testament in Jeremiah.
那个叫耶利米书里面的，耶利米书里面的那个是预言。
Let me remind you of those words.
我想提醒那些词。
I know what I have planned for you.
我知道我有计划给你们。
Says the Lord.
这个是上帝讲的。
I have good plans for you.
我有很好的计划给你们。
Not plans to hurt you.
的 plan 不这个计划不会伤害你们。
My plans will give you hope.
我的计划是给你们希望。
And a good future.
And a 美好的将来。
And when you call on me.
当你们呼叫我的时候。
And you pray to me.
你们就向我祷告。
And I will listen.
我会听你们的祷告。
Great words to be able and to be comforted and encouraged by.
美好的词汇总是鼓励我们。
Do you remember the story of Joseph in the Bible?
你们还记得那个约瑟在那个圣经中的约瑟所讲的。
One of the things we remember about Joseph was that he was one of many sons, and he was the youngest, and he had a coat that had many colors.
他是那个有很多小孩是吧？很多孩，他是有那个有小孩中最小的那个，然后有那个很多颜色的衣服彩衣。
His brothers were very jealous of him.
他的兄弟非常嫉妒他。
And his father sent him out into the countryside to bring some food to the brothers while they were working with the animals.
他们那个带那个食物给。那个弟兄 with the brothers.
Because the brothers were jealous, they planned to try to do away with Joseph.
因为他的弟兄就是嫉妒他，所以他们就不想给那个食物给 Joseph 那个约瑟。
The first thing they did is they put him in a pit.
他们说给那个猪。
All right, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The second thing is that they removed him from the pit and then sold him to be a slave to the Egyptians.
第二个，他们就把他就是从这个 pit 也移出来，摆。
And then following that,
卖给了埃及人。
Following that, he was put in prison.
然后他们就把他摆在做一个礼物。
And then following that, Pharaoh's wife accused him of raping her.
然后他的 wife
埃及王后
哦、oh, 那个埃及王后 what's that
就是控诉他是强盗
哦、oh, 控诉他、
You're doing fantastic.
Thank you.
I told you there wasn't going to be any tough words today.
I'm trying.
Okay, and then he gained favor and became a leader in Egypt.
然后他就成为了那个埃及的领袖。
One of the things that you will learn about Joseph's life, he never complained about what was happening to him.
那个有一件事我们从那个约瑟的那个一生当中可以学到的，就是他从来不抱怨他所经历的苦难。
In every situation, he found favor in God's sight.
他永远是就是对主充满感恩。
And as a result of that, God honored him.
所以最后他是就是被主所蒙恩。
And it was because Joseph was a man of prayer.
因为Joseph就是那个主要的那个祷告的人。
And I want to say to you, brothers and sisters, today, no matter what you're experiencing and going through, God loves you and He has a wonderful plan for you.
所以他要今天早上就是要告诉大家的是，无论你经历了什么，上帝都是给了你们最好的他的计划。
So when you pray, remember you're praying to a good God who is faithful.
所以你们要向那个上帝祷告的是他是上帝所喜欢的。
The next thing that I want to encourage you is to simply say, when we pray, God always gives me what I need, not what I deserve.
所以第二个你们祷告呢就是上帝给了你们所需要的不是你们所需要的是上帝给你们的希望
Jesus was tempted in every way just as we are
Jesus what?
Was tempted in every way as we are
上帝给我们的指明的道路不是我们是上帝所给我们应许的道路。
But Jesus never sinned.
所以上帝是从来没有错的。
And we can trust him that he will protect us and give us what we need, not what we deserve.
所以他会给我们那个应许是是上帝给我们的应许，并不是我们强求，不应该是我们强求的。
Because God is good all the time, God puts my good above His own good.
所以上帝永远是好的，他的好是永远在那个好之上的好。
Remember what Jesus said in the book of John?
大家还记得那个圣经约翰那章？
I am a good shepherd.
他说我是好的牧羊者。
I know my own sheep.
我知道我自己的羊群。
And they know me.
他们也知道我。
And I will sacrifice my life for my sheep.
所以我会成功的牧导我的羊群。
That's how much God loved us, that He gave His Son, who became the sacrifice for us.
所以他就是给了他的圣是最好的应许。
I stop and think about that, that someone loved me so much that they were able to take my sin on my behalf, and he died on the cross to cleanse me from all sin.
所以大家要想到，就是有谁能够原谅你的罪，而把你带到最好的地方。
Brothers and sisters, it's good news this morning. He died, he rose from the grave, and he's coming again.
所以大家要今天早上要想到他死而复活，有给我们更多的应许。
Because God is a good God,
因为上帝是好非常好的。
He does not say yes.
他没有说是。
For every request.
不for 对我们的所有的要求。
Sometimes he says no.
有时候他会讲。
Sometimes he says
no.
Wait.
有时候说要等待。
Sometimes he says yes.
有时候他就说是的。
I love the story in 1 Samuel 1.
我很喜欢那个故事叫《撒母耳记上》。
The story is about Hannah.
那个 story 就是讲的哈拿。
Hannah had a problem.
Hannah 有她的问题。
Her problem was she was one of two wives.
她哈拿是其中一个妻子。
The first wife was able to bear a child, but Hannah was not.
第一个妻子是可以生育的，但是哈拿不能生育。
The first wife made fun of Hannah.
那个 first wife 第一个妻子就激怒那个嘲笑那个哈拿。
It made her feel very bad.
让那哈拿感觉非常不好。
But Hannah was a woman of prayer.
但是哈拿是那个祷告的妇女。
And she prayed fervently and faithful.
她非常诚心的祷告。
And she prayed that God would give to her a child.
她祷告向上帝能够请求给她一个孩子。
And after a time, God gave her that child that she prayed for.
And 然后就上帝就给了他一个他所祷告请求的孩子。
God is faithful when we come to him faithfully and fervently.
上帝所以就是应许了他的要求。
And I just want to encourage you, there may be times in your prayer life when he says no, he says wait, and he says go.
所以我要鼓励你们在祷告中就是有时候被拒绝，有时候要等待，那有时候上帝会说就是可以。
Listen what God has to say.
谁讲了上帝的话？
My thoughts are completely different from yours.
我的想法跟你们可能完全不同。
My ways are far beyond anything you could imagine.
我的方法可能不是你们可以衡量的。
Just as the heavens are higher than the earth.
只是这个从天到地。
So are my ways higher than your ways.
我的方法可能是比你的高。
And my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
我的想法也是比你们的高。
Well, because good is good all the time, the one we're talking to, he invites us to live with him forever.
他是邀请我们在生活在永远的生活在这里。
You remember the words of scripture?
你们还记得那个祷告的词语？
Surely goodness and love will follow you all the days of your life. Surely goodness. Surely goodness and love will follow you all the days of your life.
确定的好。 这个在你的整个生活当中都是好的。
And then I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我要在那个神的殿中生活，永远生活在神的殿中。
So, brothers and sisters, do you know who you're talking to when you pray?
所以，弟兄姐妹们，你们知道你们在跟谁讲话吗？
You're talking to your best friend.
你跟你的最好的朋友讲。
God.
上帝。
And it's just a simple conversation.
这只是一个简单的会话。
He will listen and he will answer.
他会听，会回答。
So that's the good news today. That's the good news always.
这是一个很好的信息，也是一个永远是一个好的信息。
Last week when I was visiting my wife.
上个礼拜当我在去看我的妻子的时候。
Her eyes were closed and had not been very, very responsive.
她的眼睛是闭着的，也没有很大的反应给我。
I said to her, God is good all the time.
我跟她讲，上帝是永远是好的。
There was no response.
她没有反应。
Then I said to her, Do you pray?
然后我问她，你有没有祷告？
She opened her eyes and raised her eyebrows.
她就马上就睁开了眼睛，还抬起了这个手。
That's the only response that I had from her for weeks.
Oh, again. 他讲什么？这两周以来最好的回应。
I say to you, God is good.
我告诉你们，上帝是好的。
And the greatest privilege we have is what she raised her eyebrows about.
最好的就是我刚才有点讲错了，她是睁开眼睛抬了一下眉毛哈，所以这最好的反应就是这个时刻。
And that is that she was talking to her best friend. She was praying.
所以她就是要告诉你的最好的朋友要祷告。
I encourage you to be that kind of Christian as well.
我鼓励你们也要做这样的基督徒。
God bless you.
感谢主。
好，您等一下哈。好，谢谢。那这个，我们现在呢，请大家一起起立，我们来一起来唱这个三一颂哦。